All right.
Yay.
Make sure I got, can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, it gives me multiple microphone choices. All right. So I will call the meeting to order at 10:07.
Great, thank you. Okay, we will go ahead and do a roll call. Esther Curry.
Here.
Janet Claire. Mary Cordes.
Here.
Sarah Isaacs.
Here.
April Jensen.
Here.
Susan McKinney.
Here.
Jennifer Slapp.
Here.
Paula Treader. Sandy West. Diane Yeoman. Okay. All right, so first thing that we have on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from our previous meeting from February 9th, 2023. Did everybody have a chance to review those?
I move they be accepted as written. Ah, I'll put it in the chat, Jace. I finally found the name of the guy. I could remember what it was.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the minutes. Do we have a second?
I second that.
Okay, thanks, April. All right, we'll go ahead and do a roll call for the approval of the minutes. Esther Curry?
Yes.
Mary Cordes?
Yes.
Sarah Isaacs?
Yes.
April Jensen?
Yes.
Susan McKinney?
Yes.
Jennifer Slack?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, then we will go ahead and move forward just with a share update. The big news that I have is all things Aspen. So we are planning on moving forward with Aspen in some capacity. We're still working out some of the details with the Finance and Policy Committee. But as of right now, we just recently had an implementation meeting with the Bywater Solutions, the group that manages that open source product. And so what we're thinking, the tentative plan is that we are going to develop the template that all of our libraries will use of how it will be, how it will look on the screen for everyone. And then what will happen is the member libraries will be set up with this new discovery with their logo, their branding colors that they choose. And then the e-resources would also be integrated. And so we'll start working on that probably in July. I am so pleased to let you all know that one of the concerns that we had had was the implementation process of just not necessarily having a lot of staff resources for that. And so Leslie Zavaduk is actually one of our consultants for grants. Of course, she used to be our e-resources specialist, so she's very familiar with Polaris, our membership, and not as familiar with Aspen, but we are speaking to her about potentially coming on a few hours a week as a consultant to help with the implementation, so a very specific time period for this project. And so we're super excited that she might be interested in that. Of course, that still has to all go through finance and policy, but I think we're going to call her the official handholder for all of our members going through implementation. So if there's any questions or concerns, she can be a resource for everyone. So we're really excited about that. And of course, Jennifer, I see you on the screen today. You're going to be doing a lot of the backend work with catalogers because it's this grouped works process is going to be so great because it's going to bring back really relevant results, but it's also not without additional cleanup being required by cataloging to make sure when things are coming in weird. So our cataloging libraries will probably be in the initial group to move forward because they can start to do the database cleanup in addition to our share cataloging staff. So that's the tentative plan. We are going to do it the same as what we had with the SOLIS project, that we will invite all of our committee members to participate in just a working group to take a look at the template, make sure that we have it exactly how we want before we move forward with the initial phase of the project for the libraries that had signed up. So we're really excited, getting ready to move forward. And so lots of more information will be coming probably starting in July. So looking forward to that.
I had a question when you're ready for questions.
Yeah, please do.
So I had signed up at a specific level. When will we get the letters telling us that we are able to go in at our level, or whether it's going to be higher than what we said, so we can decide whether we're going to do it or not?
It will probably be after May, when that is finalized by finance and policy. Yeah.
Okay. Because if it's over the level that we said we could go at, we are not committed, right?
Am I remembering correctly? Yes, exactly. Okay. Yep. Speaking of when things will be going out, we are also working on annual agreements. Those are they're tentatively scheduled to go out around the week of April 24th. And so you should be receiving those. If anybody has any questions, of course, you feel free to contact me. And just a reminder to this group that the annual agreements, our fee scale has not changed, but there are times that your library's fee may change because it's either based on a percentage of your revenue, or it's based on your revenue and you've been dropped into a different tier. So let's say that your budget was $98,000 last year and it bumped up to $101,000 this year, you're going to be in a different tier. And so that's why you might see some variance with your fee. But if you have any questions, I'm happy to work with you about that. And Sarah asks, will the Aspen contract be included with the annual agreements? No, not at this time, because there are still some details we're working out with finance and policy. So that will come as a later agreement. Okay, does anybody else have any additional questions about Aspen or annual agreements? Okay, and so we're really excited tonight. We are going to have a networking event for those coming in for Reaching Forward South. If anybody has not already registered and you're interested, you'll be in the Metro East area tonight. Just let us know. We'll be happy to add you. And for Reaching Forward South tomorrow, Dina is going to be presenting all about SHARE with Linda Johnson and one of our catalogers, Anna Wiegand. So you can learn about how SHARE can be customized for your library. So we're really excited about that. CMC is going to be doing several presentations. Troy Brown is going to be presenting on, information technology security, not to get scammed by a Nigerian prince, that kind of thing. So he's going to be presenting. Shandy Grieve Penrod will have a presentation on surveys. So if that's something that you're interested in. So we've got a lot of our staff sharing their expertise at Reaching Forward South tomorrow. So we're so excited to see you all. Stop by the exhibit area to pick up some SHARE bookmarks for the mobile library app if you'd like. And so IHLS and CMC will also have some really great swag. So, and Sarah, it looks like you're coming in. So it'll be great to see you in person. Any questions about that? And Jen or Dina, do you have anything that you'd like to share?
Sure. So Barcoder Refresher Training has launched, and as I'm sure many of you know, it's gone pretty well. We've had very few issues. Some things have been pointed out. We've made some corrections. So hopefully everyone will get it done quickly and we'll keep positive momentum on it. Related to cleanup for Aspen, we are going to start looking, now that that's been launched, we're going to start looking at cleanup projects we can do before we even reach that point. So be on the lookout for emails from me or some of my other staff with more than likely Excel files and things we'd ask you to look at to see if you can help us clean up things that you may own, but it'll be going out to all libraries. I think that's all I have though.
Just pretty quiet on my end. End of the school year is quickly approaching. So we are getting the schools lined out for the information that they're sending us. And then obviously just preparing for my presentation at Reaching Forward South.
Okay, any questions in regards to SHARE update? Okay, then we can go ahead and move on to new business. I'm so excited to welcome Tammy from the Mahomet Public Library. Tammy has volunteered to join us on this committee, and we're so excited because Mahomet is both very, tends to be one of our early adopters for new technology, but also a smaller library and towards the Champaign area. And John at Mahomet was actually one of the biggest proponents for Aspen. I just wanted to mention that because he was so excited about it. I think that he had said, wow, it looks like this might've been developed by librarians. And yes, it absolutely was. So I know you probably saw some of the emails that he had sent out, really excited about the Aspen project as well. Tammy, welcome. Thank you so much for joining and volunteering to be on this committee.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Great. So what we will need to do is a motion to seat Tammy onto the committee as a committee member.
This is Susan. I so move.
Okay. Do we have a second?
This is Sarah. I second.
Go ahead.
Meet you, Esther.
Got me.
Thank you, Sarah. All right. So we'll do a roll call vote. Esther Curry?
Yes.
Mary Cordes?
Yes.
Sarah Isaacs?
Yes.
April Jensen?
Yes.
Susan McKinney? Susan, I'm so sorry. I must not have heard you.
Oh, I said yes. Sorry. Maybe I hadn't clicked the unmute.
And Jennifer Slack.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I apologize. My service is a bit spotty. I'm in a hotel. And so, you know, hotel Wi-Fi's. So.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you again, Tammy. We're so glad to have you. All right. So new business, the 4K Blu-ray disc. One of our member libraries reached out because they have been ordering that particular format. And so they wanted to know if it would be possible to add a new item code. I'm going to say that wrong. Now I can't, my brain just went blank. Item type.
Material type.
Yeah. And we've had discussions about this in the past because we are actually trying to reduce our material types. And so when we were looking at the 4K, of course, 3D, 4K, there's already 8K. So the formats are continuing to change. However, the basic, like disk, essentially the disk, the formats are going to continue to change, but the basic technology is for the most part the same. So I think at this point, we're recommending that we have the libraries who are purchasing those specifically have a collection code that we can set up for them versus a material type, because this is, they've not really landed on the specific technology that they will be using. It continues to improve and change. So rather than focusing on the actual format of the technology, just keeping it as it's a disc essentially. And then if you want to have that specific 4K collection, you could have that at your library rather than having, you know, all of the different material types. And so, Jen, do you want to talk any more about that and maybe fill in some gaps if I've missed anything?
Sure. So I agree that doing a collection code would be the better option. We've had a similar issue with DVDs that are in the PALS format, which don't play on the majority of US DVD players. So the BIB Standards Committee put together recommendations for items that should go into the record to indicate that. And if I can share my screen, I've done the same thing, but for the 4K. So we'd ask that libraries who purchase 4K Blu-rays put the edition statement, video characteristics, and the notes, which are apparently on the other screen, into each record. And that would also help patrons hopefully identify items that they could or could not play. So along with the collection code, this should help reduce the issue. It may not eliminate it, but that's something we can't do. And I'll be taking this to BIB Standards next week, hopefully for approval. And I'm more than happy to send this out if people would like a copy.
So if that is acceptable to the committee, I don't think that we need to necessarily vote on that, but I did want to open it up for discussion if anybody disagrees or has a different opinion.
I think that's the best way to go, because aren't we trying on the cataloging side to eliminate all the different collection type, or not collection types, but file types and item? So I think that sounds like a best way to go.
We are trying our best to reduce as much as possible. It's still going to be a larger number than we probably would all like, but we do have special collections that they need those codes.
And I think really the focus isn't so much on reducing for reduction's sake, but is reducing to eliminate confusion, especially when there are similar item types, because sometimes, you know, you put one in that you think is correct, but when there's four different options, you've got to really think about it and choose. So I think that this is just a simplification for our cataloging team, both at the on the share side, but also with our member library catalogers. So I think that that'll be a good route as well. Okay, well then, again, I don't think that we need any decision on that. It will go to BIB standards like Jen had mentioned. And so if there's any additional information, I'll be sure to share it with the group. So that's really, we had a very light agenda today. Does anybody have any other new business that they would like to discuss? Okay, going on to old business, is there anything, any old business that we would want to mention or discuss? Okay, well, I think this is going to officially be the shortest meeting that we've probably ever had. So do we have any public comment or any announcements? Okay, so our next meeting will be Thursday, June 8th, 2023 at 10 a.m. via Zoom. And I look forward to seeing you all, those of you at Reaching Forward South tomorrow, but I look forward to seeing you all then as well. And, and Sarah has a quick question about Reaching Forward South, but otherwise I'll hold on the meeting. But Esther, if you wanna finish us up.
Okay, I will call this meeting adjourned at 10:24.
Right. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.